Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Novo Nordisk sues Eli Lilly over GLP-1 advertising it calls misleading. President Trump announces a phased tariff plan for imported generic drugs, and a new commentary argues pharma's AI investment is missing the areas of drug discovery where it matters most. Novo Nordisk has filed a federal lawsuit against Eli Lilly, alleging that Lilly's advertising for Zepbound and Mounjaro misleads consumers by comparing its drugs against lower, outdated doses of Wegovy and Ozempic. The complaint centers on ads that pit Zepbound's top dose against Wegovy's 1.7 and 2.4 milligram doses, while omitting the newer 7.2 milligram dose FDA approved in March, which showed nearly 19% average weight loss in trial data. A similar complaint targets ads comparing Mounjaro's highest dose against a lower Ozempic dose, rather than the 2 milligram maintenance dose approved years ago. Novo is seeking a court order forcing Lilly to pull the ads and run a corrective campaign, and says it plans to seek a preliminary injunction in the coming days. President Trump has announced a phased tariff plan for imported generic drugs, starting at zero through August 2026 before rising to 100% in 2028 and 200% in 2029. The administration is framing the escalating timeline as a penalty for companies that don't build manufacturing capacity in the U.S. within the window provided, while tariffs on patented and branded drugs remain unchanged. India, which supplies nearly half of the generic drugs used in the U.S., is seen as most exposed, alongside China's dominant role in supplying active pharmaceutical ingredients. Finally, a new commentary in Pharmaceutical Executive argues that pharma's roughly $25 billion in projected AI spending by 2030 isn't reaching the discovery functions that need it most, with adoption rates as low as 29% for ADME prediction and around 40% for generative design and biomarker analysis. The author attributes the gap to fragmented, inconsistent underlying data rather than scientist resistance, noting that a single compound can appear under thousands of different names across databases. The piece argues that closing the trust gap requires curated, traceable data foundations rather than simply bigger models, since scientists can't stake program decisions on outputs they can't verify or reproduce. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.